Hi, this is Mariam Buck-Murray of MariamBuckMurray.com. I'm a certified EFT practitioner and transformational health guide. And today I'm going to guide you through a short EFT tapping session in order to help you get unstuck. And you know, we all get stuck sometimes. I know how it feels. And being stuck just doesn't feel good at all. Sometimes it feels so hard just to get started. In fact, you know, sometimes being stuck can really feel paralyzing. So I created this EFT tapping session in order to help you get unstuck and move forward. If you're new to EFT tapping, please visit my website at MariamBuckMurray.com. In the blog section, you'll find a video which shows you exactly how to use the EFT tapping points. In my services section, you'll find underneath EFT, you'll find a description and a diagram of all of the tapping points. And once you're familiar with the EFT tapping points, you're ready to begin. Okay, so the first thing you want to do is tune into your body. Now think of an area in your life where you feel really stuck. And notice, how does it feel in your body? How intense is the feeling of being stuck? On a scale of 0 to 10, how stuck do you feel? Tune into how you feel. Give it a number. And let's get started. Okay, we're going to start on the karate chop point. I will guide you through all of the points. Just follow along. I'll give you a little bit of time to follow along and say the words after me. Okay, getting started on the karate chop. Tapping on the karate chop. Even though I feel so stuck, I accept myself and the way that I feel. Even though I feel like I can't get unstuck, I accept myself anyway. Still tapping on the karate chop. Even though I hate being stuck, I accept that that's the way I feel right now. Okay, go up to the eyebrow point. I feel stuck and stagnant. Side of the eye. I know I should be doing something. Tapping under the eye. I just don't know what to do. Under the nose. It feels easier to stay stuck when I don't know what to do. Chin point. I'm so stuck. Collarbone. I hate being stuck. Under the arms. But I'm so stuck. Top of the head. I want to get unstuck. Eyebrow. But part of me wants to stay right where I am. Side of the eye. Sometimes it feels safer to be stuck. Under the eye. Sometimes it feels too hard to get unstuck. Under the nose. But it makes me feel so stagnant. Chin. And I don't like feeling so stagnant. Collarbone point. What if I really could get unstuck? Under the arms. I really do want to get unstuck. Top of the head. What if I can? Okay, now stop there. Take a deep breath. And notice how you feel. And go back to the number that you gave the intensity and notice where it is. If it's gone down to maybe a 3 or a 4 or below, you're ready to go on to the next round. If it hasn't gone down or if it went up a little bit, keep tapping before you go on to the next round. Okay, round 2. Going back to the karate chop point. Tapping on the karate chop point. Even though I still feel stuck, I accept myself anyway. Even though sometimes I'd rather stay stuck, I accept myself anyway. Still tapping on the karate chop. Even though I'm still stuck, something is shifting, and I'm open to getting unstuck. Okay, go back to the eyebrow point. I'm getting unstuck. Side of the eye. I really am tired of being stuck. Under the eye. What if I could get unstuck? Under the nose. But I feel stagnant. Chin. And I feel like I don't know what to do. Collarbone point. But what if there is something I can do? Under the arms. What if there's something small I can do just to start? Top of the head. What if I don't have to figure it all out? Eyebrow. Maybe I can do something to get unstuck. Side of the eye. Something small to get unstuck. Under the eye. Maybe there are lots of things I can do to get unstuck. Under the nose. Maybe it doesn't have to be so hard. Chin point. I really want to get unstuck. Collarbone point. Maybe I really can. Under the arms. Maybe it's easier than I thought. Top of the head. I'm ready to get unstuck. Okay. Stop there and take another deep breath. And if you have any water by you, take a sip of water as well. All right. Now notice how you feel. And again, the intensity of the feeling of stuckness should have shifted at this point. And depending upon where you are, you can go on to the next round. If you feel like you need more tapping, go through, you know, round one or round two again. But let's move on to round three. Okay, go back to your karate chop point and start tapping there and follow along. Even though I've been so stuck, I'm ready to move ahead. Even though I do get stuck sometimes, it's time to get unstuck. Even though sometimes it feels easier to stay stuck, I'm open to finding ways to get unstuck. Okay, go to your eyebrow point. Getting unstuck. There are lots of ways. Side of the eye. Small ways and big ways. Under the eye. Maybe I can take a walk. Under the nose. Or maybe make a phone call. Chin point. Or maybe there's some work I can do. Collarbone. There are lots of ways to get unstuck. Under the arm. I can find the right ways for me. Top of the head. The ways that really work for me. Eyebrow. I want to be unstuck. Side of the eye. It's time for me to flow. Under the eye. I love it. When I'm in flow, under the nose. I love it when I'm in the flow of my life. Chin point. I love it when things feel easy. Collarbone. I'm ready to move forward. Under the arms. I'm ready to get moving. Top of the head. I'm ready to activate my flow. Okay, stop tapping. Take another deep breath. and notice how you feel. And you can come back to this audio whenever you feel like you'd like some help getting unstuck. I'm Mariam Buck Murray of MariamBuckMurray.com. Goodbye for now.